In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we have today, for the first feast of the new liturgical year, St. Andrew the Apostle, martyr and brother of Simon Peter. So we hear of St. Andrew. He was first actually a disciple of St. John the Baptist, but left him to follow Christ after St. John pointed out, "Behold the Lamb of God." And this is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 and 37. Now, Christ, as yet, though, although Andrew was, following, now became, you guess you could say, a disciple of Christ, but Christ had not yet formally started his public ministry. So Andrew was still a fisherman with his brother Peter, and then Christ called them from their boat, saying, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And this is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 20. So Simon Peter and his brother Andrew left everything immediately and followed him. And now St. Gregory the Great points out that as of yet, these apostles had seen no miracles, they'd heard no sermons, they had received no promises, and yet they dropped everything and followed the Messiah. He said that is a tremendous faith. And of course, this is in the Matins readings for today. St. Gregory the Great contrasts their faith with ours. You know, we have received many graces, we have seen many miracles, and we have been warned of the wrath to come, and yet we do not follow. So how will we answer on Judgment Day? Now, the other thing to point out is that the apostles didn't have much. Well, they didn't have much to leave behind, right? They had their nets, their boats. You know, they left their father, they left their family, they left their livelihood, their whole way of life, everything they knew. And St. Gregory also points out that it doesn't matter how much or how little we have. And in fact, the less a person has in this world, what we have least, he says, that we desire the most, because it's all we have left, the very little. That's why the widow's mite was so great. But so they left everything and they followed Christ. They had their seminary for 3 years, all the apostles. And after Christ's resurrection, each of the apostles, including Andrew, was given a preaching mission, a task. Going therefore, preach ye the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so Andrew's mission was to preach to Eastern Europe and Greece. Right, imagine being tasked by God to pray not just for your family and friends or your town, but for an entire continent. You've got France, you've got Germany, you take Africa. That's a big responsibility. And so he did it. All the apostles, they set off on their missions. So St. Andrew sets out, and eventually he comes to the Greek island of Patras, where he preached the gospel fearlessly. Now the proconsul of this city resisted the preaching of the gospel. So St. Andrew rebukes him, bidding him to know that while this proconsul held himself as a judge of his fellow man, yet he was hindered by devils from himself knowing Christ, the just judge of all. Now the proconsul's name was Aegeus, was angry and answered him, "Boast no more of this Christ. He spoke words even as thine, but they availed him not, and he was crucified by the Jews." Now Andrew boldly responds that Christ's life had not been taken from him, but that he freely gave it up for the salvation of man. But the proconsul interrupts him and tells him to look to himself and sacrifice to the gods, basically, or else. And Andrew responds, this is very interesting. This is a fantastic response showing the Catholic faith from the very beginning. Andrew says, "We have an altar whereon day by day I offer up to the one true and almighty God, not the flesh of bulls or the blood of goats, but a lamb without spot. And when all they that believe have eaten of the flesh thereof, the lamb that was slain lives still." So Aegeus did not take this very well and threw St. Andrew in prison. Following this bold proclamation of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I'm not going to sacrifice to the gods because he offers the perfect sacrifice. So St. Andrew's in prison, and the people would have, they were a multitude. They would have delivered St. Andrew, but he himself calmed them down and earnestly besought them not to take away from him the crown of martyrdom for which he longed and which was now drawing near. And we'll see just how eagerly he desired it for the next day. He is dragged once more before the judgment seat of the proconsul, and once more St. Andrew upbraids him fearlessly, extols the mystery of the cross, and encourages him to repent. Aegeus, however, is filled with wrath that the apostle is not listening to the voice of reason, is not responding to either threats or promises, whatever it may be, and so commands him immediately to be crucified. So Andrew is led to the place of martyrdom, and as soon as he comes inside of the cross, he utters these beautiful, beautiful words. He says, "O bonum crux, O good cross, the members of my Lord have made thee precious. Long have I desired thee, warmly I have loved thee, constantly I have sought thee. And now that thou art come to me, how my soul is drawn unto thee. Welcome me from among men, and join me again to my beloved Master. By thee, O cross, Christ redeemed me, so too by thee may he receive me." And with these words, St. Andrew was fastened upon the cross. And then he hung there living for 2 days, and continually preaching the faith of Christ, heedless of his torments, mindful only of the sweet death that he was undergoing, crucified after the manner of Christ, as it said, his master, but also his beloved friend, his seminary rector, right? Those 3 years he'd spent with him, his companion, and his God. All the apostles, they feared nothing from death. They saw it only as the entrance, once again, he said, a reunion with my beloved master, and the more like Christ, the more did they desire it. So the bones of St. Andrew were first taken to Constantinople, and then later parts of his relics were carried elsewhere. His head was carried to Rome, and where is currently kept in the Basilica of St. Peter, right, his own brother, so that's fitting. Other parts of St. Andrew's relics were taken by St. Regulus to Scotland, and they became so venerated there that St. Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland. And in fact, it is the account of his martyrdom from whom Scotland takes its flag. For St. Andrew was not content to be crucified in the same manner as Christ, so he asked that it be in the shape of an X. And so that is why Scotland's flag is a white cross, an X'd cross, on a blue background. Now, if we know a little bit of history, this also is the inspiration for the Confederate flag of the Southern United States. They took their inspiration from the flag of Scotland, which won its independence from England. So kind of a inspiration for the Confederate states wanted to win their independence from the Union, which, as we know, they were unsuccessful. But who knows? Perhaps the South will rise again. So this first feast of the new liturgical year is that I mentioned of a martyr and an apostle, and that is what the Church wants us to think about as we enter into this new beginning. What's the first feast we have presented before us, right? The first Sunday of Advent was just yesterday, Sunday, and now, boom, the very first feast, martyr and an apostle. Why? Preach the faith. That should be number one, first and foremost, on our minds. Entering into a new year, new beginning, preach. Bring the gospel to people. How can they believe unless they hear, right? How can they hear unless one speaks? How can one speak unless one has been sent? And we are all sent to be ambassadors, right? Missionaries of the gospel. That's one of the basic callings of baptism. Preach the word in season and out by our very example, our very lives. But what's it going to cost? What's that going to cost? Martyrdom, right? We are apostles first and martyrs second because of it. We should not forget that. In that, again, it's not. Well, I'm just going to be quiet and mind my own business. That doesn't matter, right? Minding your own business, the world doesn't care. It's getting to the point where you are not be able to mind your own business. They're trying to shut down our churches. They're trying to persecute us for our basic beliefs and get us not just to, they're not content to leave us alone. They want us to agree and approve of those things of which St. Paul says will condemn us. He says, "For not only they who do such things, but they who approve of them are condemned." And that is what the world wants. It hates the example, even the quiet example of the saints. Just a basic Christian Catholic life, the world hates that. That's why we need to be ready to be apostles. But what's that going to take? You know, it's very interesting. It takes us leaving behind everything. Christ called the apostle Andrew, his brother Peter, and they left their nets and followed him. They left behind everything. An interesting thing about it, they left behind their nets and followed him. Now, for us, we can think about a net. That's something that catches us, right? Nets, you know, they use them to catch fish, but they can also be used to catch us. And that's something we can think about, is leave behind our nets to follow Christ. Leave behind the snares of the devil, which has caught us, which we're entangled, right? Our passions, our desires, what we think we have to have, we need to have, our possessions, These are the things holding us back. And it isn't really the possessions themselves. It's the desire for the possessions, however much or however little that may be. So that takes courage. It takes courage, and that takes faith. Remember our Lord's words to the apostles who feared in the storms. And he said, "O ye of little faith, why did you fear? If we had greater faith, we'd have less fear." So let us pray to St. Andrew for that faith, for that courage, and the detachment, right, to leave behind those things which may still be clinging to us, holding us back from advancing in the way of Christ. St. Andrew the Apostle, pray for us. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.